With 481 students currently enrolled, Gaelscoil Mhíchal Cosog is one of the most rapidly developing schools in Clare. But growing pupil numbers coupled with COVID restrictions has been putting intense pressure on school facilities. While the school had already secured funding for 7 new classrooms, the campaign for a new HALA, or general purpose room, and 2 new early intervention units for children with special educational needs continued. Yesterday, after a long-running campaign, Principal Donal O'Hanafane finally got what the student population had been waiting for.
Well, what the Minister announced is on top of a 7, we already had been granted a 7 classroom extension. With 2 special education rooms under a devolved grant scheme. And the difficulty or the challenge that we faced was that under that devolved grant scheme, it was impossible to get money allocated for a general purpose room, even though it had happened in the past and we had evidence of that. And in our negotiations with them, we made it clear that this had happened in the past. However, it was very challenging because additional accommodation schemes were for classroom accommodation only. But this intervention by the Minister in announcing the HALA and the double early intervention AASD unit is really, really positive, because it means that we're at stage 2A of the process. All of that work and planning has been done. We're at the position now where we can actually put in 1 planning application to the local authority for the complete development. So obviously we have to go back and revisit the work that's been done and make sure that, but it's 1 planning application, which we're hoping will happen during this year. And then you're going out to tender, after a number of months after receiving your planning, etc. So I'm hopeful that we'll see work happening on the ground here in the school year 22-23, that some of that work will be happening here. And we will have temporary accommodation in the meantime, which we've already been granted also, temporary prefab accommodation to cover us during the build. So the school is at its apex now from a numbers perspective. This is the replacement of substandard temporary accommodation that we have here at the side of the school and at the back of the school, rented prefab accommodation, and also the small rooms in the school that they're special education rooms, but we've been using them as classrooms because we were hoping to get this over the line very, very quickly, and it took a little longer than we anticipated. So we're delighted about that. It's 1 planning application, 1 major build, finishing out the complex, future-proofing the school at its current enrolment level.
So the current enrolment level?
We have 481 pupils enrolled in the school on September last. We have 67 pupils leaving around the Shea this year, and we're taking in about 62 pupils into our infant intake. So our enrolment is going to stay roughly at that level over the next number of years. We're not going to become a 600 or a 700 pupil school, okay? The enrolment in Ennis is generally to fall, that we believe, over the next number of years anyway, according to the demographics. But the demographics have been wrong in the past as well, because Ennis manages to attract young families and manages to attract families from all over County Clare into the Midwest corridor. So I could see Ennis still growing. It'll be interesting to see when the Ennis 2040 plan is launched what impact that will have on the development of Ennis. And certainly we believe there's room for another second level provider in the town to give extra choice to all of those families, and hopefully that will be an independent Gaelscoil Dunclawr in the future, in the years ahead.
Cathy Sanandich.
Ornis Farrell Sanam Dum Augustis Data made Gaelscoil Mhíchal Cosog Inish.
Can I just ask you, what's your reaction to the Minister's announcement today of this funding for your school?
I think that's great, especially for the future students, especially for sport when it's raining outside.
How difficult has it been to not have a facility like that at the moment?
It's kind of hard when we're playing sport outside after school, and then when it starts raining, we have nowhere to go to play, and we just have to wait inside.
She friendly ogana sanam dum. Tomé doy bin a dish August timer school gudi Gaelscoil Mhíchal Cosog.
And Shifra, what does it mean to hear that the new sports hall and the additional facilities will be coming to your school?
I mean, it's absolutely great, because we would use it so much, because, I mean, we're just in such a small hall right now and we're just unable to use it due to COVID. but it would be so great because we're kind of just depending on the weather the whole time to play sports and stuff. So it'd just be great to have it.
While the construction of the sports hall will be welcome to many students, the addition of two early intervention units is a unique development. For parents of children with special education needs, they will be the first ever early intervention units at a mainstream school in the town of Ennis. Education Minister Norma Foley says the pending developments at the Gaelscoil are testament to the school's determination to get these facilities in place.
There has been very strong, you know, I suppose, commitment from the entire school team here, and I want to acknowledge that. And the ongoing engagement with the Department of Education has been very positive. And it's also very important to say as well that this school has grown and developed spectacularly in the last long number of years. And again, that's a tribute to the to the excellent work that goes on here on a daily basis within this school. But I'd like to acknowledge that throughout the length and breadth of Clare, really, it has been nothing short of phenomenal what has been achieved. By schools on the ground throughout this past 18 months. It has been particularly challenging in school environments, but, you know, the response and the generosity of heart and spirit from school communities has been just astounding. And as Minister for Education, I want to not just acknowledge it, but celebrate it as well. And I think it's a remarkable achievement in very, very difficult times, unprecedented times in terms of COVID-19, that we have successfully managed to keep our schools open, albeit when there was a necessity, we'll say after Christmas there, to move to remote teaching and learning. That was achieved as well. So I think maybe the lens has refocused itself in terms of wider society appreciating the sterling work that goes on in our schools on a daily basis and the importance of education, not just from an academic and learning point of view, but also from the well-being point of view as well for our children and young people. So as we reach this point, almost the conclusion of the school year, at primary level and the conclusion, I suppose, at second level and the beginning of the written exams, we're very conscious that, you know, a job has been well done by the education sector.
Minister, you mentioned that the state exams do indeed begin. Do you have a message for the students of Clare who will be partaking? I'm sure they're probably concerned that they will avoid any of the mistakes that happened last year.
Well, I would like to take the opportunity to wish the students of Clare and indeed all students every possible good luck and good fortune tomorrow. They have been a remarkably resilient class, the class of 2021. They have met many, many challenges, but they have shown tremendous courage. And I think we should celebrate that courage, determination and focus and a willingness really to almost reimagine and reconfigure, I suppose, their experience of education. And again, that is due to the leadership as well of school communities who have assisted them and indeed their families. I'm always very conscious, you know, I come from a teaching background myself, and I know when a student or a child or a young person in the house is taking a leaving certificate, we're all taking the Leaving Cert yet again. It's kind of like it's a repetitive thing every year. So I want to acknowledge that. I also want to acknowledge that many, many students have chosen to avail of the accredited grades process. So this year we had two options or two processes running simultaneously for students. So the accredited grades process and also the option of the written exam, and I'm very pleased that more than 91% of students have actually opted for both, so they're giving themselves the best possible opportunity going forward, and I think that's to be welcomed. Well, there is currently a review of senior cycle, and when I say senior cycle, I would refer there now to transition year, LCVP programmes, Leaving Certificate Applied, and the established Leaving Cert, or the traditional Leaving Cert as we would call it. So there has been a substantial body of work already done, and that report has now just arrived, and there will be a further opportunity for public consultation on that. Again, part of the strategy is very clear, and I have made it very clear since I've become Minister last June now, that we need an education system that caters for all needs. And that provides, particularly at senior cycle, provides a pathway forward for every young person, irrespective of the path that they might choose. So there is a job of work. There is much that works very, very well in senior cycle as it stands. There's always the opportunity to do things better or to do things afresh and to do things anew, particularly, you know, in the 21st century now, we're looking at new opportunities. I think we would never have imagined all that we achieved over the past 18 months in terms of education, how we reimagined the delivery of education, particularly from a digital point of view, how, you know, the incredible, I suppose, ingenuity and creativity of those in the classrooms, teachers, SNAs, principals, deputy principals, boards of management, you know, how in a short space of time when I would say, backs were to the wall, that they still ensured that the provision of education was given a top priority. So I'm very much so looking forward to this review of Senior Cycle. And it's a review that is welcoming of all points of view, and so it's extended to wider society, not just those who work within the education sector, not just those who are serviced by the education sector, but the widest possible experience of society.